I've invested in some tech companies against my best interests, but you know, if rare earth materials get cheaper along the way, fine by me. Realistically, considering the prevalence and considering how frequent rare earth materials are across the globe, it doesn't seem that unreasonable to me that you know, perhaps a Chinese businessman or a you know, some enterprising Western businessman will invest in rare earth mining and refining in perhaps a country that is more lax on, you know, pollution and radioactive waste. I can see it as entirely possible that, you know, some of these countries that have been subjected to, you know, doing rural production for the rest of the globe may become rare earth mining and refining countries. It's entirely possible. We'll just have to see how tough those Beijing regulations are. Because I'll tell you one thing. The U.S. tech industry there's a lot of inertia on that thing. And it's going, there's a lot of momentum. And, you know, Beijing putting a wall up on them, I find it very hard to believe that that's going to put a stop to this crazy AI craze. You know, the only real way I see that happening is if the economy itself, the people behind it, lose faith. Because as long as they have this insane, sycophantic, cult-like obsession with AI, these people at OpenAI and all these, you know, these Silicon Valley tech people, as long as they have that obsession, no regulation from China is going to let them, going to get in their way. I mean, you've seen it before, you know, businesses don't tend to listen to, they tend to find ways around restrictions when their bottom line is in, when the bottom line comes into question. I mean, we saw that with tariffs, with, you know, China avoiding tariffs on manufactured goods by, I believe it was Vietnam that they would funnel it through. But I'm sure it was a Southeast Asian country. It might have been multiple. But, you know, when the bottom line's involved, there's a lot of ways around it. But, you know, what else is happening in the news? I don't think I got much else time, but we'll try and skip through some stuff in the meantime. Charlie Javis, whatever her name is, she's going to jail. You guys might not know who that is, but she defrauded J.P. Morgan with her startup. It was a college startup, Frank. It's called Frank. Her startup's called Frank. Charlie Javis, her startup was called Frank. It helped students fill out their FAFSA. That is the financial aid form. She would sold it to J.P. Morgan for $175 million. So what they would do is they would give free help on the FAFSA. They would also give you advanced loans on the FAFSA. And she sold it to J.P. Morgan under the understanding with them that she had 4.25 million users. In reality, they had just under 300,000 users. You know, that's a big lie. And, you know, you lie and you sell something under a lie, you're going to go to jail. Because, unfortunately, Charlie Javis, you're not a big dog. When you lie, there's no slap on the wrist. You're going to jail. She was sentenced to 85 months, so just over 7 years in prison, as well as millions of dollars in restitution to J.P. Morgan. And it really is a shame. You know, in the grand scheme of things, there is some contribution on J.P. Morgan's part in not properly verifying this very key information that they were considering when making this purchase. You know, hey, how many of your users are real? If I click on one of your users randomly, is it going to be something fake or is it going to be real? And, you know, it wasn't necessarily some giant web of lies that Charlie Javis was doing that she got sentenced to 7 years for. Just kidding, it was. It was absolutely a web of lies. Charlie and her co-founder created fake accounts for these fake users using email generation algorithm. And they purchased, they backed these accounts by purchasing a list of real student data. Real student data. I could be on that list of Frank users. A real list of student data from a data broker. And that's how they created all those fake accounts. And they said that, oh, this is a real person. It wasn't a real person. And now she's going to jail. Bye-bye, Javis. And funnily enough, this is another example of a Forbes 40 under 40 recipient that turned out to be a fraud. Who else was a 40 under 40? Sam Bankman-Fried, Theranos lady, Elizabeth Holmes. It's a crazy pattern. You get the 40 under 40 and it turns out you're actually going to jail within 6 months. You know, call me a conspiracy theorist, but I'd say that the Forbes 40 under 40 actually helps expose these people by just, you know, alerting the public to what they're up to. And it raises a red flag. Maybe not in the case of Javis, but you know, at some point, the due diligence has to kind of, you know, bite them. But, you know, who am I to say? Who am I to say? I'm just another guy. My goodness. All right, well, you're listening to WECFM College Park 90.5. Just taking a quick water break. My goodness. We're going to put on a PSA for you guys one more time. It's another hour. I'm not supposed to be here, but I'm here for you, dear listener. I'm not going to leave you. But, you know, we got a nice little PSA. I'll put it on. This is the Shell radio ad. Oh, Startup Shell. Startup Shell. It is the, I'm gonna let them talk about it.
Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
You know, that was, I forgot how quick that one was. I was trying to drink water. I guess not. But yeah, I live with it. but yeah, so Startup Shell is somewhat of a startup incubator at the University of Maryland. They're in a really nice building. Looks like a spaceship. And you know, if you've got a B2B AI SaaS startup that sells cigarettes to children, you know, Check them out. You know, ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. What is going on in the world, man? What's going on with Zach Bryan? I'm hearing Zach Bryan is in trouble for having opinions about the government. As we all know, singers and songwriters aren't allowed to talk about the people in power. That's not right. So, alright, so he teased a track, okay, fair enough. He teased a track on October 3rd, and one of the lyrics was, ICE is gonna come bust down your door, try to build a house, no one builds no more, well, I got a telephone, kids are all scared and all alone. I mean, yeah, I guess that's interesting. I don't really care all that much. It's not the best lyricism I've ever heard. For my money, Taylor Swift is the best lyricist. What is going on with that Life of the Showgirl album? That grinds my gears, that Taylor Swift album. I know there's a lot of Swifties in the world, and I respect your opinion, okay? But at some point, you know, I gotta put my foot down. The Life of a Showgirl, not impressive. Not impressive. And I think it's getting, a far outsized reception. It's being received way better than it should. All right, she did that stupid sing-along party that was last Friday. She did that sing-along party. That sing-along party topped the box office. It topped the box office. You know what else was in the box office that night? Smashing Machine with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Now that's probably a good movie. I'm going to go see that. I'm not going to see Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl sing-along because that's stupid. Who pays $16 to sing a song? My God. But yes, so Taylor Swift, Life of a Showgirl, new album released last week. I won't say that the songwriting was all that great. I won't say it. What kind of album is called Life of a Showgirl and you've got those kind of lyrics and that kind of production? It's not very congruent. Especially with, you know, The album cover and how it was all supposed to look. I felt like it was oversold. It was really oversold. And I don't particularly listen to Taylor Swift all that much, but I tend to not care for songs about how hot your fiance is, or that one lyric. You guys know what lyric that is, where he said, I had the whole block looking like you. That just sounds racist. I get it. That just sounds... Look, I love you. I'm sure she didn't mean anything by it. I'm pretty sure that's not her political leanings. But, you know, you're just that bad at lyricism that you're making, you know, something that's supposed to be, like, innocent and lovey-dovey just sound, you know, very laid with racial undertones. Taylor Swift, I respect what she stands for as far as, girls supporting girls and all that. That's very nice. It's very nice. It's a bit incongruent what appears to be a shot with a shot against Charlie XCX. But, yeah, I'm not here to do pop trivia, all right? That's my outside perspective, all right? Personally, for my money, Brat was the better album, but, that's not for me to say. That's just my humble opinion. But anyways, I'm going to call it, this is Moral Hazard. You listen to WMUC-FM, College Park 90.5. Moral Hazard's over. Go home. Or stay on, and we're going to have more music. We'll actually stay on to WMUC. Things will get better. There'll be music. Trust me. I'll see you next week, Thursday, 10 p.m., 10 to 11. That's Moral Hazard. Be there. Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight, whatever. I don't care. I'll see you. Have a good one. Love ya. Bye.
show you. When you're gonna let me roll you.
Hey, this is Anthony from Circa Survive, and you're listening to WMUC, and you're gonna die in 7 days.
Two-faced friends out my window. You should look around. Half these people got it out for me. Lord knows it's hard to make friends, though. I should stick around. Nobody is worse. I can get messy, I can get messy. Your life is a movie, the only one acting. I am not acting, I am the action. Flashing lights, I might just die tonight if I don't calm down.
not acting. I am the action, flashing lights. I might just die tonight if I don't calm down.
Thank you. Hello, this is John Lennon of the Beatles for the Tops in Pops. Listen to WMUC in College Park. Get listening, kids.
Yeah. there's someone somewhere somehow is going to make you understand. These words will drill into your head. You undergo the process and you will do anything they say. They will have power over you. You will not question their authority. You know what they can do. I shake my head, I don't know what to say. I see my chance to turn and walk away. I will not be a part of this moment. I just can't take that chance because I see my opportunity to shout the last goodbye. The last goodbye. I bet you never did expect to have a big important name. They all will have exquisite taste, but everyone will look the same. You will be quickly photographed. You will be shot from every side. They'll teach you what you need to learn, and they will take you for a ride. I shake my head, I don't know what to say. I see my chance to turn and walk away. I will not be a part of this romance. I just can't take the chance because I see my opportunity to shout the last goodbye. The last goodbye. The last goodbye.
Kick out the jail. I done kicked them out.